Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Lo and behold, surprise, surprise, the Philadelphia 76ers laid an egg. Rob, this is why no matter what the Sixers did, heck, honestly, the Sixers could have went 82-0, and I still would have had my doubts about them. They could have went 165 games. And I still don't think I would have picked them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the exact reasons that I did not pick them to get to the finals and to beat the Boston Celtics, and the exact reason, Rob, why I said on this radio show and on First Things First, the TV show, that I did there wasn't a hint of doubt in my mind that the Celtics would beat the Boston. There wasn't a fiber of my being that thought Philadelphia might beat Boston.
Fiber is good for you. Very good.
Yes. And it was because of the things that happened yesterday. The very reasons I thought they couldn't advance to the finals all took place yesterday. It was Doc Rivers' inability to hold a lead in the playoffs as a head coach. And now he's blown another lead. 3-2, I know that's not a 3-1 lead where he's blown three of those three
Chris,
times as many as any other coach.
Game five in Boston to shock them.
You're going I mean? Home. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I know it's not 3-1, but my God, you went to Boston, you beat them on their home court, and then a goose egg. You can't win another game.
Yep.
And you're 100% right. We both sat here last week on Friday. There was no way that the 76ers were winning that game. We didn't give up not one iota, not nope. one scintilla.
Nope.
Not one aberrace. Can I keep going?
Oh,
I don't know.
Man, I'm impressed. That's that Ivy League education.
You know, I paid for it. I'm going to use it. Well, but you get my point.
Totally.
We're not shocked. Who's shocked?
Who's shocked? And go, who's shocked? Is anybody out there shocked that James Harden had 9 points?
In a big game. And then Joel Embiid, Chris, after the MVP, talking about, well, it can't be just me and James. What?
Rob.
What?
That
was the lamest comment I ever heard.
I was going to say, let me preface it with this.
Okay.
He did give a paragraph or so. He talked about, it's on me. I got to be better. He did say that. But you are right, Rob. I can't think of in my, 20, almost 30 years of covering professional sports.
Right.
I cannot think of a bigger pass the buck quote than that.
100%.
Rob, that would have been bad. That would have been wrong if he had dropped 30 points and grabbed 20 rebounds.
Yep.
But to actually, you did half of that, 15 points, only 2 in the second half, 8 rebounds, 5 for 18 shooting. Al Horford bullied you, sunned you, and you give me that quote?
Right. You're talking about the reserves and the other players. When you laid an egg, Chris, when I heard that, I did a Danny Thomas spit take with my water. I just was like, what? Are you kidding?
P.J. Tucker showed up. He the only reason y'all were in it in the first half because Harden was playing so horribly. Tobias Harris showed up.
Yep.
It was Harden, Joel.
And let me say this too. Chris, we've talked about it before. Absolutely stunned both of us when they hired Doc Rivers after the Clippers collapsed. We thought Doc would have
nothing
to sit on the sidelines for a year or two, Chris. We thought that he'd have to kind of get the stench off of him, right? Yep. That was it. Not that he couldn't coach again or another opportunity, but we were stunned it happened right after that.
Yep.
He gets the job, whatever. And look at where they are once again in this situation. I'm sorry. After a while, you have to start to look. The common denominator, Chris, there's one denominator.
Thank you.
Stock.
It is.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. And look, we're not going to sit here. We know basketball. I played in college. Rob's covered it for decades. We know the game. But we're not going to sit here and tell you we know as the X's and O's like Doc Rivers.
We don't know basketball like him.
That we can go back and forth with him. Yeah, right. We're not saying we know more basketball than Doc Rivers. But we're going off the results. That is a result-oriented business.
Chris, what do
Nick
we always
Nurse
say?
Nick Nurse just got fired. Mike Budenholzer just got fired after winning championships a couple years ago. Monty Williams just got fired. I'm not
he
saying
was coach
Doc,
of the year.
They do what they want with Doc. But, Rob, we saw this coming. What made you think he was the one to get you over the hump?
I don't get it. I don't get it. And it played out exactly like we thought. I mean, this could not be all the people, Chris. The gamblers made big money yesterday. I'm going to tell you without even looking at the books. Trust me. There ain't no way they bet on Philadelphia going in there to Boston and winning game 7. They piled up, hey, put it all in the middle. Put it all in, okay?
And Rob, here's the thing too. And I gladly voted for Joel Embiid. I'm not taking that back. Like you've said before, it's a regular season award.
It's a regular season award. So we talk about it all the time.
Right. But Rob, after winning the MVP, and let's keep it real, campaigning for it for the last 2 years. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Campaigning for it for the last 2 years.
And boo-hooing last year when he didn't win. Yep.
I don't know what I got to do. You can't go out like this. This is the worst exit for an MVP that I can think of. I know Jokic was he swept or beaten in 5 or something like that in the first round. But they were injured. They were banged up. This, I think, is the worst off the top of my head since Dirk Nowitzki when they went out to the AC after he won it. And yep. they had that sad press conference right after they had been eliminated. But, Rob, here's the other thing. James Harden. You sat there after game 1 when you dropped 45, which was great, and told us, Rob, I can do this. Y'all surprised? They just don't want me to do it here. They just don't need me to do it here. I got a different role. Y'all really forgot?
That's what we heard.
You can't say that and then do exactly what we have been downing you for. This is sad, Rob, because just like you've heard me say, I can't think of a player who's gone from the regular season performance to the playoffs, made such a jump to the playoffs like Jimmy Butler. Rob, you can say what you want about Patrick Ewing never winning a ring and Charles Barkley and Karl Malone never winning rings. I don't remember him going out like this time and time again.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Really unfortunate story going on in the NBA with Ja Morant. It was just a few months ago that he was on Instagram posting a photo of him with a gun and was served an 8-game suspension. Really was more like 2 or 3 because they made it retroactive. He was away from the team for 5 or 6 games. And Rob's, incredibly, one of his friends on Instagram Live posted he and Ja were in a car jamming to some hip-hop music, and Ja flashed a gun. What, you know, I guess they're still investigating, but what looked very much like a gun. And now he's been suspended from all team activities for the Memphis Grizzlies, and he basically is awaiting, I guess, the NBA's investigation and then whatever punishment they level at him. Your thoughts on this, Rob?
I think people tried to give him a pass, try to give him the benefit of the doubt that he
He got a little punishment, but people wanted to believe in him for sure.
Wanted to believe him.
Second shot.
And I think the commissioner got bamboozled. We all did. Like, thinking, this isn't a bad kid. He grew up in this nice family. And you know, this is a bad mistake, and he'll learn from this, Chris. And here we are, 2 months after everything that happened to him. Here he is doing it again. So shame on us for probably not believing that this is who he is. He knew what was at stake before, like what he represents. He had the new sneaker line with Nike. How in the world can you go forward with all of this? And he went on television with Jalen Rose and this and that, and it's some narrative by the media, which is the way it was painted, that people, well, not that people had facts and information, Chris, but it was some narrative that the media made up about him.
Right.
Not at all. And there's just too many instances where he got a pass because he's a great basketball player. He did.
Now, let me ask you, when you say this is who he is, what do you, because he's not a gangster. I mean, he, Chris, might be a wannabe gangster, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, when I say this is who he is, that this life that he's portraying is what he wants. Like, he got scared to, what was that old thing, Chris, with prison when you were in high school?
Scared straight?
Yeah. Where they take you to prison so to scare you to death?
Right.
So he had a scare straight moment where you got this new sneaker coming out, you got to go away from the team, your family's embarrassed, all this stuff is going on, and not more than 2 months later, like nothing happened. This is who you want to be. This is what you want to do. I wouldn't have touched another gun, Chris. Do you hear me?
No, after that. I
wouldn't have touched another gun. Or, well, have my friend put on Instagram and us drive around and even me touch it. Like, what? What?
Your friends, first of all, Ja's friends aren't looking out for him. They should be protecting him. Because he's probably their meal ticket, too. And I'm not saying that they're using him. But whatever they have, apparently, a lot of it's because of him. Now, at this point. And so you should be protecting him. They should be taking advantage of the situation. I don't mean using him, but I mean using the opportunities that he could present to them to work for a Nike or to work for whatever companies are endorsing him, or just to, you know, be around him and learn some type of, you know, skill for themselves. And I know that's the LeBron James model, right? Rich Paul and Maverick Carter, they didn't go to college or they didn't graduate. And they, you know, LeBron presented them with opportunities because of his greatness. And they have capitalized. And now one, Maverick is a entertainment mogul. And Rich Paul is one of the top agents in the NBA. But I want to throw this out first, Rob, because I do not condone or defend what Ja Morant was doing. And I would tell every young black man, every young man, period, don't do that. Don't go on social media flashing guns. Don't play around with guns. They're not toys. All right. That said, this country does have a history, and it happens still to this day, of punishing black people for things it doesn't punish whites for. The war on drugs is an example. Some whites, of course, poor whites usually, just like blacks getting punished in that. But they're not going after everybody using and selling drugs. But there also is the stereotype of black men being more violent than other races of men in this country. And while I'm not defending or condoning anything Ja did. I think it was stupid. It may not have been unlawful, because depending on what state he was in, if he was in Tennessee where he plays, he didn't do, that wasn't unlawful to have a gun in the car. And so that was not lawful. But my point is this, Rob. I wonder if that was Josh Allen or Bryce Harper or a white hockey player. I mean, I heard Emmanuel Acho say today on his show, Speak, on FS1, that he had teammates, white teammates, who would post photos of themselves on social media with guns, hunters with guns and things like that. And so I don't condone what he did. I think it was stupid. But I think I just want to put that out there so that, you know, I just want that to be an element of this that people understand. And if you're going to react this way about Ja, then react this way about the white, if a white athlete does it as well. That said, Rob, I'm not saying he shouldn't get punished, because I think he should. But my point is this. I'm scared for him now. Like, he's playing around with something that a lot of other people consider real life. And if he... you know, a lot of times, well, we've seen, Rob, basketball players robbed. Hey, Paul Pierce, you remember, he was stabbed several times in a club. He's lucky he lived. They weren't gangbanging, but I'm just saying, basketball players and athletes are a lot of times a target.
Big Poppy got shot a number of times in the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Remember that?
And Antoine Walker was jumped and robbed. And so, but a lot of times when you put yourself out there, like, I'm a gangster, I'm about that life. Rob, I fear for him that some real gangsters, in Memphis, might test you. And even if you survive that test, maybe you shoot somebody. Your NBA career is over and you took a life and you probably going to prison. So the reason, Rob, I believe he needs to be suspended heavily, 20, 25 games, I don't know, some people talking more than that, is hopefully, and maybe I'm wrong, you brought it up earlier, but hopefully that would be a wake-up call.
See, I don't think so.
You don't think
so,
there's
Chris.
A wake-up call out there for him?
I thought the last one was a wake-up call, because they've been brushing stuff away. The laser pointer at the Pacers,
right,
bus, the other kid, Chris, in his backyard where he brandished a gun,
teenager,
reportedly. A teenager over a basketball game, he brandished a gun. This is who he is. He's shown this time and time again. And I'm just telling you, like, this is not about always the law of the land. It's when you're in these kind of positions and jobs, you have a different responsibility, and you sign this moral clause, and you sign this contract, Chris, where you don't just represent yourself.
I get all that.
The NBA, you represent Nike, you represent the Memphis Grizzlies. That's why they can just suspend you, because that's a part of the trade-off, Chris, when you work in these kind of jobs and make this kind of money, because there's so many things tied to you and the organization. And
but you understand,
remember
what I'm saying. If a white baseball player out in the country is riding around with a gun and it's on social media, is it the same reaction?
I don't know because I'm going to say this. He's not hunting, which is number one. And number two, this is the second time he has a gun in public. First was in a public place, which was very dangerous, in a strip club. That's why I think it's different. This is just me.
Right.
I'm not saying if it's in a
I mean, because some dudes might be hunters, but they posting pictures with guns.
I get it.
We remember the, now this isn't sports. Remember the congresswoman in Colorado, Lauren Boebert, sent out a Christmas card where her four young boys with assault rifles. Four young boys. Now, if Ja Morant posted a picture of him and his four and three of his best friends with assault weapons, that's all I'm saying. I want that to be understood, that let's not hold these young black men to a standard we're not holding white folks.
But I think the standard is what's representative, and this is what I'm just going to say, Chris. You know, like, to her constituents, they could have voted her out of office if they didn't like it or whatever. But in this case with the NBA, and I think that for sure, Adam Silver feels like he has egg on his face, okay? Because the last time, Chris, you said it, he was only away from the team for a couple days, games, because it was a slap on the wrist, right? They thought he's a young kid, okay, he made a mistake. Dude, don't do that again. And I think that the NBA can't feel good about it. That less than 2 months later, here we go again with the Instagram Live. This isn't somebody was in your backyard with a camera and a scope and they got pictures of you and your guys hanging out in your own house or your own, you know what I'm saying? Here you are on Instagram Live.
Right. Did you watch the actual video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Because it looked like his boy, now I'm not absolving his boy, but he didn't know, you know what I mean? Like at first they just kind of dancing, whatever they doing in the car. And then Ja just flashes the gun, you know what I mean, out of the blue, and that's when this dude shut it down. But look, I said he needs, so I'm saying a punishment, a suspension or whatever will hopefully be a wake up call. You don't think so? So what do you think should happen to him?
I think the league is going to come down hard on him, Chris. And I've heard people say a year. I've heard people say a half a year. I think it's got to be.
I think a year is too much.
Yeah, I think he's got to understand that this. It's not just it. Ja Morant represents more than just himself when he becomes a professional basketball player in the league, and that's the part that's hard for some people. Chris, they never get it. It's the reason why some guys are great basketball players, schoolyard, but they can't go to college, Chris. You know why? Because they can't assimilate. They can't do what they need to do. They can't go to class. They can't, you know, like they can't go to practice. But they can play ball. And those guys never make it because you can't follow the rules and you can't be a part of what we need you to do in order to play basketball. And if you're the NBA, it's just not an image you want with your players. These guys make millions of dollars. The last thing he needs to be doing is waving a gun. And I'm not making excuses for anybody else, anybody for that matter. But this is a second shot, and I don't mean to use that term, but a second time in 2 months, Chris. It's ridiculous.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, our next guest.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Is a longtime friends of mine and Rob's. We actually covered high school games.
That's amazing. And now you guys are millionaires. It's amazing. Look, well, think about it.
Michael Holly is all that. All right. He's the co-host, the brother from another on Peacock, and also a host on NBC Sports Boston. Our man Michael Holly. What's up, man?
What's up, Mike? Oh, what's up, family? I got to tell you, Parker, Broussard used to scoop me every week on high school football.
Is that right? No, it's not true.
Man, it got me again. And you know what? He's such a great guy. He's a great guy. So this way, here's a true story. So every week we figure out, well, okay, what's the big game? You covering that game? Yep. He was working for the Plain Dealer. Yep. I was at the Beacon Journal in Akron. We'd go to the same game. We'd have dinner together. Yep. So he'd feed me. He'd feed me, be nice
right.
to me, and then scoop me. And then scoop me. Unbelievable.
And you know what? Hey, Mike, you know why Chris got all the scoops in high school? Because he was so small, they thought he was still in high school.
Listen, Rob. You don't have to give the polite laugh,
Thank
Mike.
You, thank you, Mike.
No,
thank
you still got it, Parker.
Hey, Mike, we were just talking, before we get to the Celtics, we were talking about John Morant and that situation. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I know a lot of people have been critical of him, I will be too, but I just think it goes back. This is pretty predictable. It's predictable that this would happen because everything that he did before, you know, he gave his interview with Jalen Rose, and that just didn't feel – I mean, no disrespect to Jalen, but that didn't feel
right.
Like he was being authentic in the moment.
Nope.
And it was short, and it was such a short time. So to ask somebody – who had just been through maybe 30 days of rehab, what have you learned in this period? And they expect the real answer is unrealistic. My point is, they made the decision that the Memphis Grizzlies, I'm going to point to them, they made the decision to punish him with the playoffs in mind and the rest of the season in mind, where you really, if you really care about him and you're trying to help him, forget about the season. I know that's hard to say. You got championship aspirations. You're the number two seed in the West. Forget about that. You really have to take your time. There's no timeline for John Morant. So I'm not surprised. Because
that's a good point.
Really,
if they had suspended him for the rest of the year,
right?
He probably wouldn't have done what he did. It's my guess. You know, we don't know for sure. But that might have been more of a wake-up call for him.
But, Mike, this seems like this is him. I mean, he had the high school incident with the kid in his backyard. He brandished a gun, like the laser pointer at the Pacers bus.
I mean, like this keeps following him. Maybe this is him. Can we say that, or am I that's being too harsh?
No, that's not being too harsh. This is who he is. I mean, this is who he is. He has shown himself to be. It doesn't have to be who he is as a finished product, but this is who he is right now in his life. That's why I keep saying time was the most important thing. That's what he needed more than anything. He needed time to kind of confront these issues, not necessarily root them out, because that's going to take even more time. But there needs to be an acknowledgement that this is not a quick fix. Let's check all the boxes here. Let's say he went through rehab, suspend him, I've learned my lesson, and then back to the court. And this was more complicated than that. And I think the Grizzlies realize that now.
Let's switch over to the Celtics. Let's do that.
Joe Mazzulla has caught a lot of heat there in Boston, and understandably so. Did you see growth? Obviously, he made a great adjustment by putting Robert Williams III in the starting lineup next to Horford. Did you see growth in him throughout this series that you might make you optimistic if you're a Celtics fan that this team can continue to move forward or no?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, first of all, how about Marcus Smart saying, after game six, okay, going into a game seven, after game six, he says, yeah, Joe has been, he's been killed, rightfully so.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Right. Hold on. Did he just say that? And he with the follow-up questions, he kept going. He kept going, saying, yes. I mean, it wasn't an accident. So, look, Joe Mazzulla, all these coaches now, you know, a lot of teams have so many coaches that they don't fit on the first row, the coaching row.
Right.
They got coaches
right.
The second and third
Ridiculous.
Row. So, Joe Mazzulla, just to put this in context, Mazzulla was a second row guy this time last year. He was not.
Wow.
Okay, obviously, Ime was the lead guy. Okay, he wasn't the lead guy, and Mazzulla wasn't the lead guy. He wasn't Ime's number two, nor was he number three last year. So
he
was thrust into a position that nobody really thought he was ready for. It just was circumstances. They had to bring in somebody who knew the team, somebody who knew the organization, and Mazzulla was that guy. So it has been quite a journey for him. He has made some obvious mistakes. There's no question about it. But I think I'll give him credit for this. He listened to his players because they're the ones who pushed for Rob Williams in the starting lineup prior to game six. He did it. And then in game seven, he did it again. And the most important thing any coach can do, whether he's 34 or 64, is just get out of the way. Get out of the way when the players are doing their thing. And that's what Mazzulla did yesterday when Jason Tatum, he was just on one, man.
I was going to ask
five,
you about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
because
that's one of the top five performances I've ever seen at the Garden.
And think about this. He was about, in that game six, the first three quarters, 1-for-13 or whatever the start was. And then before he had the huge fourth quarter, I mean, he looked like he was going to have mud all over his face and it was going to be a bad finish to a season. And it just all of a sudden clicked. Great game, six, fourth quarter, and then, of course, the 51 points. What turned it around? What did he say? I mean, because he looked terrible the first three quarters in game six.
Yeah, you know, he's just a really confident guy, and that rubs some people the wrong way, especially in Boston. I mean, you think about it. I remember Larry Bird said there was a Bill Russell tribute here years ago, and Larry Bird said it's the Bill Russell tribute, and he was saying to Russell, it's like, man, you set a high bar for us because you won 11 championships in 13 years. So I felt like, this is Bird saying, I felt like if I only won one championship, I didn't have game. That's what Boston makes you feel like. You only win one.
Right.
Oh, you only won one.
Right.
And so Tatum hasn't won a championship, and he's got so much confidence, and people are like, oh, okay, so what you
Can
doing?
Can you win?
You
right.
Yeah. And so that's the only thing he has left to prove. But everything else, I mean, there really hasn't been a player like him in Celtics history, just skill set. I mean, nobody has averaged 30. He's the first Celtic ever to average 30 points a game for a season. He's got handle. He can board. He can pass. I mean, he's got range. I mean, he's good defensively. No, he's got the total package. And so he never lost confidence in game six. And then in game seven, it really came down to this, the Celtics getting out of their own way and getting out of their own heads. Because if you look at it, fellas, look at Philadelphia and just think about who they have on their roster. Who's going to be a Tatum stopper? You know, P.J. Tucker's got the guts. He doesn't have the size.
Right.
Tobias Harris has the size, but not quite the athleticism. No, Harden's not going to stop him. Melton, all these other guys. At times they had Maxey in that fourth quarter. They had Tyrese Maxey is 6'1" on 6'8" on Tatum. So he could see over him and do whatever he wanted. So hey. I think Tatum just finally figured out, nobody on this side can stop it. They can't stop me, so I'm going to go at him.
All right, last thing for me at least. We'd be remiss not to ask about Doc Rivers, who, of course, won a championship in Boston.
Right, but
it has been ugly since. I mean, you just got to admit it. 6-16 in closeout games. He's lost, what is it, 10 straight? What is it, 10 in a row?
And game sevens overall.
Game sevens.
Five.
Yeah, you know, just all up and down. How surprised are you at how bad things are for Doc Rivers?
I'm not surprised right now. As a matter of fact, I've been checking all day. I know you guys have been doing the same thing. I'm checking all day. Like, did they do it yet?
Right.
is there news out of Philly?
All right, we thought the same thing.
Yeah. So, look, I will say this. Clippers failures, you know, well-deserved. Okay, you know, just if you want to knock them for that, definitely. Well-deserved, but fell short. Philadelphia is a strange mix. I look at all of these guys. Okay, Harden, his career in Game 7, that's well documented. Joel Embiid has never been to the conference finals in his career. And then you got Doc, who hasn't been to the conference finals since 2012. So can Doc get them over the hump? No. Can they get Doc over the hump? No. hey, Broussard, it's like telling your kids, you know, hey, certain people, you can't hang around them. They don't make you better.
Okay? Right.
They don't make each other better. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Nah, that's right on the money, man. That's our man, Michael Holly, from NBC Sports Boston, and, of course, Brother from Another on Peacock. Make sure you check that out. That's our man. Great stuff, brother, as always.
Hey, great to see you. Hey Parker, maybe Broussard will invite you to the venue. Okay, we'll see you
on Monday. Hey,
Mike, this summer we're going to be up there in August. You going to be there? Because we got a date.
Yes, sir. All right. Come on down.
All right. You know what? All right. Can I bring in a 22-year-old, or is that going to be bad with the wives?
That's fine.
If she's a respectable woman, that's fine with us, Rob.
As if
he can get a 22-year-old, Mike. As if he get a 22-year-old. Stop.
No, but hey, I have a Gold American Express card. I can't get a 22-year-old.
The best, the 22-year-old, that's the best joke you told all night.
Right. Right. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
I love y'all. Appreciate it.
Yep, all right, you too, bro. Buddy.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.